This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, hello. My name is Dr. Allison Pimentel, and I am a teacher with the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, otherwise known as MARC. And I'm so happy to be here today with you at the virtual Hammer Museum for this beautiful collaboration that's been going on for over a decade now of meditation on Thursdays. And it's always just such a joy to be with you on these days, to come together to see people from so many places all over the country, and really coming together in community. It's a significant time, such a significant time, just a few days before the US presidential election, in the middle of a global pandemic and a movement for Black lives. All of which is reshaping the way many of us think and feel about the fact, the reality of our interconnectedness, the way we are all connected, the ways that we may be different but are not separate. And, you know, we are carrying so many strong feelings right now, so many of us. I know that, you know, I feel in some ways just braced for what's to come. And I'm wondering if you would be willing to just share with me so I can get a kind of a feel of what you're holding right now, just in terms of how you're feeling. I know that many of us may be feeling anxiety, stress. You can type this in the chat, just a word or two. Hope and fear from Deborah. Worried, uncertainty. Yes, I feel like I'm holding my breath until next Tuesday. Faith, anxious, on edge, denial, all of the above, strain, fear, trepidation, worry about my kids. It's like a gray fog, anxiety. It goes on. Okay, so we can see the resonances here. In all that we're holding right now. So there's so much, there's some hope there. A few hopeful, people have typed in hopefulness in the chat, and that's important too. You know, we come here today, right? In part because we want to tend to these difficult feelings, and we know that we can do this together through this practice of mindfulness meditation, which is really a practice of quieting the mind and opening the heart. It's a way of paying attention in a very specific way to the present moment, to what's happening right here, right now, and releasing the ways we lean back into the past with regret, remorse, or lean forward into the future, like many of us are doing right now, with anxiety, fear, and really coming here right now into contact with what's happening in this moment. I see somebody reading that somebody is sending light, right? So taking that in, because when we cultivate a relationship to the present moment, we do so in some very specific ways through mindfulness, with curiosity, with openness, as Diana Winston says, with a willingness to be with what is. And not last but not least, we do so with compassion. And this is maybe even the most important part of this practice in these days, right? In these really, really fraught days. Compassion toward ourselves for all that we're holding. I mean, the chat list is just a litany of the anxieties that collectively we are feeling, that we are holding in our tissues, that we are feeling in our minds and our hearts. So compassion for ourselves, compassion for one another. You know, if you just kind of page through the gallery here, you see these faces and these names, and know that, you know, we're all in this together. We're all holding these things. Wendy is sending love and hope from New York to all of us. So we meditate to settle ourselves, to quiet ourselves, to find in that quiet the space and the stillness for wisdom to emerge. We meditate to grow this peace in ourselves and also, and this is really important, to share it with others. So our meditation practice is not selfish. It's not for ourselves alone. It's so that we can move through the world with a greater sense of groundedness, ease, stability, and then act and speak from that place so that we share our practice, we share ourselves. Somebody's saying the volume is low. Thumbs up if you can hear me. Yeah, okay, thank you. All right. So why don't we just spend the time that we have together tending to ourselves, and by doing so, tending to one another. I thought that this today, what might be of benefit is a practice where we really just settle into whatever measure of ease or peace or stability we might be able to find in the refuge of our own bodies and our own minds. And so I invite you all to get comfortable. Make whatever adjustments you need to make to really feel at ease in your body as best you can. And if it's comfortable for you, you can let your eyes close. You could also keep your eyes open, softly gazing down. And why don't we just take a collective breath in together? So inhaling deeply and exhaling completely. Good. And now letting your breath fall into its own rhythm, its own pace, just letting it flow freely, naturally, no need to change it or control it in any way. As we settle into the quiet of our practice, I'd like to read you a poem by Pablo Neruda called Keeping Quiet. Now we will count to 12, and we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for 1 second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it's about. I want no truck with death. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us as when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. Now I'll count up to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go. So let's enter this exotic moment together without rush, just coming into our period of practice. Keeping still, keeping quiet. We can begin by sensing into our bodies, sitting here or lying here, in whatever position you may find yourself. Sensing into the body, just noticing what's happening in the body, what's present, what's here. The sensations, pulsations, throbbing, coolness, warmth. It's like we're taking a moment to greet our own selves. To attend to the body by noticing the aches, the pains, and perhaps inviting that constriction, that bracing, the tightness to release gently. It may not be possible to find ease and a lack of tension in the body, but the invitation can be there. So just inviting the body to settle, sensing into the way this body of yours is held, just supported naturally by the seat you're sitting on, maybe the chair, or the floor, or the bed, how it supports you. How the body is held and braced by gravity itself, keeping you grounded, keeping you connected to the earth. And as you sit here with this body of yours, going on an inner exploration to find places in the body that might feel good, at ease, relaxed. Maybe there's a warmth in the belly. Maybe there's a pleasurable tingling sensation in the hands. Allowing yourself to look for, be open to, and receive pleasure in this moment. And you can enter into that sensation, the pleasurable sensation, using your mindfulness, your awareness of this present moment with openness, curiosity, willingness to be with what is, and compassion, lots of it. Just feeling whatever measure of pleasure there is to be felt. We spend so much time lingering in the unpleasant states of mind and heart and body. Let's spend some time now with the pleasure, whatever amount is available to you. feeling the body settle as the breath flows. And now turning the attention to the breath. Just noticing what happens when the mind inclines to the breath. And connecting here too with the pleasurable sensations of breathing. Maybe that's in the smoothness of the air moving in and out, or the coolness of the breath in, and the relative warmth of the breath out. And making whatever adjustments of body or mind you could make that might help to make your breath more pleasurable. Flow more freely. Keeping quiet for these moments. Without rush. Just tending to the inner life when the outer world is tumultuous. Building through this practice. Quiet. Compassion. When the mind wanders off into all the dark and light corners, it can go. You can gently return to the pleasurable sensations of breathing. Or of the body, even in the midst of whatever pain or discomfort might also be present. here together in companionable silence. All of us breathing beings wanting the same things, to be at ease. And so searching for that ease that's already here inside. And tending to it lovingly. Thank you. Keeping Quiet by Pablo Neruda. Now we will count to 12 and we will all keep still. For once on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for a second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines, except for the one that was coming through my speaker earlier. I apologize about that. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt the sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems dead in winter and later proves to be alive. Now I'll count up to 12 and you keep quiet and I will go. May you all be at ease. May you all feel moments of peace. And may the silence and the quiet that you enter during your practice sustain you as you move through the world. Thank you, everyone. It's nice to be with you today. My apologies for the noise. There's some more happening now. I'll see you on the other side of this election. And I'll stick around for a few minutes for any questions anybody might have. You can type them in the chat or just feel free to unmute yourself and ask. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.